Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.
On Sunday, the Bills handle business, and it has lined them up for the most important game of the last three decades.
Of your lifetime.
6:30 Sunday night against the Chiefs. We now look forward to that game, with one exception.
What's that?
Well, look, I mean, we can't let picks go picked.
I don't think we should be looking in the past.
And unredeemed. Bro, what are you talking about? Your whole
we got to move forward.
We got to look to the past to move forward.
Yes, and here's the thing, man. If we stop looking at the past, your career is over. So... We do what we always do.
Yeah, kick me around.
You're hanging out in the Breaker, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. I love how you say this, like you don't actively participate in what happened here. It's not like we like sneak in your house and steal your
picks. No, but you take joy in it.
Yes, I take extreme joy in it.
And people's pain. Is that what you do?
Your pain, because you're such a smug douche. And that's why we leave no stone unturned. Because we were off yesterday, we do it today. Kimmy?
Yep.
Are we ready to find out his excuse this morning?
I'm ready.
Let's do this thing.
Tommy told it like it is. And now we find out how it was. Mule excuse post-game Tuesday in the break room on WCMF.
Kimmy, can you give us our first pick from Tommy on Friday on CMF? Over under 145 yards rushing for Derrick Henry.
I am taking the under.
Whoa!
Wait,
he forgot because he picked under.
I think because McDermott in the past, and I know I said this before, but you disagree with me. When he was with Tennessee, he figured that kid out.
They've
slowed him down.
What's weird about Henry is against the Bills. You're right. Normally McDermott figures people out the second time around. Henry has had monster games, terrible games, monster games against the Bills. He's all over the place.
I understand that, but I also look at Baltimore as being a two-dimensional team. Those two dudes are it. So I'm saying, like, you know, Josh has all these weapons, all these people he can work with. Mm-hmm. I don't see that in Baltimore. I see those two dudes as being the team.
That's the most unique take I've heard all week.
Stick around.
Okay. So to be clear, you are under
145 yards.
Rushing for Derrick Henry. Yeah. Derrick Henry started out slow Sunday night. It was obvious the Bills' game plan was to stop him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But as always happens,
picked back up again.
Second half, he came to life. Derrick Henry carried the ball 16 times. He had a touchdown, and he rushed for 84 yards.
Ooh.
Not only, Kimmy, did the Bills do a great job containing Henry in the first.
Yeah.
They ate up enough clock with that little lead they had in the fourth quarter where the Ravens really couldn't use him on their last two drives.
Yeah, they forced him to throw the ball, sure.
And that might have been the difference in that game.
I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah, because he was heating. I mean, it was looking like he was getting to the point of, we're not going to stop this guy, so we got to keep scoring.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a cold-weather team.
The Ravens.
Yeah.
It's weird because he only ran the ball 16 times. In cold weather, you should be just feeding
him. But
he
also dropped that huge one in the first. Like, he had that ball in his hands with nothing but.
Yeah.
There's nobody in front of him. That's a touchdown. And at the end of the game, that kid drops that ball for the 2 points. Again, they're not a cold weather team. Like, I didn't see the Bills dropping balls the way they were dropping balls.
No, you're right.
Home field advantage for sure.
And the mistake the Ravens may have made, they practiced indoors with the doors open to simulate. I'm not making
that
up.
The same
also,
thing.
I saw this briefly, but did they think that the Bills' field was heated, too? Did I see that?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
I don't know if that was an official statement from the Ravens or somebody just mentioned that casually.
But every time when they looked over at the quarterback.
Lamar Jackson.
He looked miserable.
Yeah.
Even when, I mean, he just looked like I'm freezing my ass off. Josh is like joking around with a big grin on his face. Like, they look like, I want to get out of here.
Sure, I get you. Here's your fun stat of the day.
What's that?
On Sunday, it was the first time in five games that Derrick Henry did not rush for over 145 yards. It was a very impressive move by the coaching staff.
And they kept it under 30 points, too, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Because they've been scoring like crazy.
You got it. It won you the game. All right, you're 1-0.
Look at that. Let's do it.
All right,
it's a good bit.
It's a good
bit. This is fun.
Let's get to our second pick from Tommy this morning here on CMF. Over under. One half a touchdown catch for Amari Cooper.
Now, it's going to be super ass cold.
8 degrees at kickoff.
Yeah, and it's just going to go, it's going to tank. So it's you're going to be in negative wind chills.
Yeah, possibly.
It's tough to catch a ball in that kind of weather. But I don't know how Cooper is in the cold.
Played in Cleveland.
I would say the kid's got to show up. I would say he can get a touchdown.
So you're over.
Oh, wow. It's one lousy touchdown in a game.
He's had two in like 12 weeks.
Which tells me he's due because everybody eats, right? He's got all these weapons out there.
No,
right?
But everybody eats is it's decreasing his turn to eat. The odd. Okay.
It's his turn to eat.
So to be clear, okay. I'm trying to be patient.
I'm trying to be patient.
Shut up.
Hard for me.
To be clear, you were over one half a touchdown catch. Okay, great. And I quote,
yeah.
He's going to have a day.
He's due.
Kimmy, not an air raid day for the Bills offense.
No.
Cooper especially. Yeah. Amari Cooper. I'm sorry, go ahead, Kimmy.
Sometimes you kind of forget he's out there.
Well, yeah, because he was only targeted once on a third down. They missed him. Not only did Amari Cooper not have a touchdown catch, he did not have a catch.
What'd they hire him for? They should use a kid.
And that's what's so interesting about this trade. It's the weirdest in Bills
history.
They
went and got this kid.
Yes, the Bills gave up a third-round pick for a guy who statistically has not done anything really for them this year. But
it seems like it's helped.
It has.
Or something's changed.
Look, him being on the field opens up the passing game. So he's doing statistically nothing for you, but him being on the field makes the other players better. So good move?
Well, you say if it works,
Working? It's working.
It kind of, maybe? And, like, maybe we are, like, to your stupid point you made a second ago, maybe we are going to reach a point in the AFC Championship game or potentially further where he just goes off and it's like, there it is. That was worth a third-round pick. But that's not what the important part of this bit
is. She already gave me the horn.
No, I know. You're 1-1. Look, you're 500. Right. You can claw out of this,
buddy.
That's a lot
in this league.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Yeah, this league of you, Ryan, and danger.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses.
It is not hard to destroy a college.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
A Mule postgame excuse Tuesday because we were off yesterday recapping Tommy's picks from Friday. Let's get to our third pick from Tommy here on CMF. Over under 300 yards passing. For Josh Allen.
I mean, don't you think he's got to let it all out?
It's not his choice. It's how they're going to run this offense.
Yeah, but you know,
by the way,
we've
seen Josh have amazing games without throwing 300 yards.
I don't think this is one of those games.
So you think
it's going to be a shootout? Probably, right?
Well, I mean, you could have a shootout with James Cook running.
Josh could run it.
Yeah.
I would. Would you bet against Josh getting 300 yards in a game they have to have?
That is not my choice to make. That is your choice
to make. Let me point out you got to
We don't want to sway you anyway because we know how this goes on Monday.
That's all y'all do is sway.
If you're watching the live stream, he's doing the Thriller dance, by the way.
I think that's just the way his hands are shaped now.
He's shaped like a corpse.
Well, I'm old, man. I got
the work is hands don't work. I'm running for your life.
Yeah, I'm going to take 300 for John.
I love his real voice, too, becomes the Thriller song. To be clear,
give it to him.
Over 300 yards passing with Josh Allen.
To be clear, Pat.
Josh Allen, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. 16 of 22, 127 yards.
This is insane. But that arm is really rested.
I mean, you're not wrong about that.
Yeah.
But two things became obvious as that game went on Sunday night. One, the Bills wanted to control the clock with the run game and keep the ball out of the Ravens' hands. Two, they wanted to avoid as much risk as possible by keeping the ball on the ground when they could. And it was frustrating at times, right? If you were a Bills fan watching that game, knowing what this team was capable of, watching them hand it off over and over again. But all three of the Ravens' turnovers came on passing plays. There was the interception by Taylor Rapp. Yeah. The fumble scoop came when Lamar dropped back to pass. And the punch from Bernard that knocked the ball out came as tight end Mark Andrews was turning up the field after making a catch. Obviously, that game could have gone either way at the end. But that Bills win and the way that they just mitigated risk, kept it low, right now looks like a genius chess move. So that was great for them. Not for you, though.
I will take the buzzer.
Okay. 1-2. Mm-hmm. But you got two picks to get over 500.
All right, let's do it. Come on.
Here we go. Let's get to our
Redeemer.
Fourth pick here from Tommy on CMF. Do the Bills win? And if not, do they keep it within a point?
I think the Bills win.
Okay.
They have to win. Because I think you're squandering this kid's talent if you don't.
Oh, okay.
I do. I think
you're
getting peak Josh. You are getting Josh Allen. This may be his greatest season.
Okay, so you have the Bills winning, and then we're good there, right?
Well, no, you asked me about the points.
Well, no, because if they win, the points don't matter. Yeah. They're favor, right. they're dogs okay. by yeah. 1.5. All right, so,
yeah.
we're good. So that's it. We're done.
Well, I don't think it's going to be a – I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Oh, you think it's a close game?
I would think so, right?
Okay. Within five? Field goal game.
I would say a touchdown.
You could just say a win without it being a blowout.
He's been really saucy today. Let's get him.
Okay. Oh, I'm sauced up.
You have him winning by a touchdown or more, but within, but not over 10.
What yeah, an idiot. I
just boxed yourself into the hardest
know,
pick
know,
of all time.
Because really
if they win by more, you lose. And then 10.
I don't see them winning.
If they win by less than a touchdown, you lose. And if they lose, you lose. You lose. Good day, sir. So you have them in a 3-point window of 7 to 9 points.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be a tight game.
Okay.
It was tight.
It was tight.
Super tight.
Yeah. Everything else, completely wrong.
You talked yourself out of your pick.
No, you guys push.
No.
Push.
You literally said, asked a question. Yeah, you said 7. We didn't tell you to say 7.
No, but I know what y'all do.
What do we do?
You undermine me.
What do you think the word undermine
means? Your mouth
means?
Just keeps going and we let it go. It's not like we're you know, goading you into it.
Oh, you goat.
Just real quick, so it doesn't bother me for the
Queen
rest of the day.
Goat.
Nobody asks you for a bonus pick every week. Nobody asks you to elaborate on the score. We simply ask a question. You say yes or no, and then you continue to keep running your mouth.
Like he just could you Google the definition of undermine just so it doesn't bother me for the rest of the day? Like
you're trying to screw me up. Undermine, you screw me up.
You start feeling yourself. Like you start swaying back and forth. And for some reason, as the picks go on, you gain more confidence. Almost like you decide in your head when you pick something, it's automatically right. It's the weirdest psychological thing to watch happen.
Well, you're welcome.
No, I'm not thanking you. It's very strange. Like, I think you might be... There's something wrong with you.
I'm a strange boy.
Like, you are a very strange boy. Kimmy, what's the definition of undermine?
Just screw you up.
Erode the base or foundation.
Man, that is y'all. That is so y'all.
Of?
Anything.
It says a rock formation.
Okay, gotcha.
Society.
So you are accusing Kimmy and I of eroding the base and foundation of the belief in your picks. Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Let's get to our final pick here from Tommy on CMF.
Not so fast, Duffy buddy. So I think it comes down to the final drive.
Okay.
Oh, it did.
Oh, man.
It did. The Bills have that final drive. So that's a half a point. And I think Josh scores the winning touchdown, a rushing touchdown. Well, he kind of did score.
Whoa.
Wow, you're really calling your shot. Okay. And you've had this pick all week, because I believe you teased this pick earlier in the week, mm-hmm. saying, I got a whopper of a bonus
pick
for you.
I see him, like, pulling a move. Busted play, he runs it in. Kind of like what he did with Kansas City.
I knew, though, that's what he's doing. He's just repeating Kansas City.
He almost, like, turned around and ran it in backwards.
Okay, so I just want to make
sure. He's going to be the hero of this game.
I want to make sure.
The place is going to go nuts.
The bonus pick is the Bills are down.
Women are going to go into labor.
Bills are down.
Could happen.
Driving at last drive of the game. He runs the ball in.
Rushing touchdown.
To score the game-winning touchdown. Yeah. Okay. And here's the thing. What? Even if Josh had scored on that 3rd-and-2,
mm-hmm.
it still wouldn't have counted because the Bills were ahead. It would have just been the icer.
Well, is it an icer game winning?
No, you said the Bills would be down and driving. The Bills were ahead when they were driving.
All right.
No, there's no – all right. I mean, it's
– there's so technical with everything.
Well, wasn't your worst bonus pick?
No, there's been far worse.
Yeah.
But still wrong. 1-4 with the AFC Championship game coming. And look, man. We have had so much experience with this Chiefs team.
Oh, they know each other. Yeah, I mean, they're like best buddies.
You should know everything about the Chiefs.
I know.
I can't wait for Friday. I cannot wait for Friday. Because this will be, we did not do, Tommy tells it like it is, if I'm not mistaken, when the Bills played in the AFC Championship game in 2020. Mm. That did not happen. So this will be the most important Tommy tells it like it is on Friday
ever
in the history of the break room.
Wow.
And we'll see if the pressure gets to you.
Who does Taylor Swift bring to the game?
Okay. You saw she brought her divorced parents to the last game?
Well, she had Caitlin Clark in it.
And her also.
Yeah.
It was her divorced parents and Caitlin Clark.
Man, awkward night all the way around.
For Caitlin especially.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they're not together anymore.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter.
This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.